All right. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Susan Dilger. I am the host of the Southwest Americana Show on Saturdays, noon to two, right here on KNCE. And I'm so, so excited to have on the phone with me here, Rhett Miller, who is the lead vocalist, guitar player, and songwriter for our headliner, the Old 97s, who will be with us at Music on the Mesa next Saturday, June 4th. How are you, Rhett?
I'm great, Susan. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you so much for calling in. He and I were chatting, but while the song was finishing, that was Wasted, and that is from the Most Messed Up album, and that's your latest release, is that right?
That is our most recent, although we just are getting one in the can right now, but of course it won't be out for a few months.
Right. I read about that. Now, can you tell me a little bit about that?
It's all, you know, it's all getting finished right now. I think it's really beautiful. It's not a carbon copy of Most Messed Up, which is a really rockin', raucous record with a lot of blue language and adult themes. This is sort of, I don't know, maybe the sonic equivalent to a hangover after a drunk, you know.
There you go. Well, that's great. I'm really looking forward to it. I did read that you guys were still in the... You thinking that might be released next spring, you think? Or
It's looking like it'll be February.
February.
It was going to come out in late October, but the record label realized that to put a record out within 2 weeks of a presidential election, especially what looks like this one is going to be like, might not be the best idea. So February, and that's fine with me. It gives me a minute to... Playing Whoa. Gigs between yeah. now and then all the time anyway.
Terrific. Yeah, nothing like being under the gun, so that'll be great for you. Now, this album, Most Messed Up, was, what album number was it for the band? Was it
That
like,
was album 10.
Album 10. I was thinking it was like number 10 or 11, so yeah. that's pretty terrific. You know, I've been a fan actually since your 1999 release, Fight Songs.
Oh, cool.
I loved that album. Yeah, and of course, we play the band here on our Americana shows here in Taos. Of course, for the ones with the blue language, as you said, the FCC would not be so happy with us. So in our own private time. Great. And you also, by the way, you were on Jay Leno's show, weren't you, like back a few years back? YouTube video.
And then I did Leno with my solo records a couple of times, too. So I've done Leno more than any of those other ones, but we did Leno and Letterman and Conan O'Brien, and we've done a lot of those.
Wow, that's really great. Is that a great experience for you? I bet it's a lot of fun.
Sure. It's more nerve-wracking. I mean, because gigs, I never get nervous anymore, but TV, singing the national anthem, sporting events.
Yep.
That's very nerve-wracking as well.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Because it's right in the moment, kind of like you feel like completely all eyes are on you and, you know, you better not mess up, I bet, huh?
Exactly. There's no real, you can't do it over.
You can't do over.
You know, with a gig, it's, you know, it's a two-hour long thing, you know, a little mistake here or there, who cares? But the national anthem is, what, a minute 15?
That's right.
You gotta nail it.
That's right. And people know that song, so you better not mess up. Well, you know, it's so funny, because when I listen to my friends and the gigs around here, they're like, oh, you know, the mistakes. I go, you know what? When you're a fan and you're in the audience and you're so into the moment with your band that you're listening to, you don't hear those mistakes. You're just having a ball with them. You know, it's all part of the experience, I think.
When you're a young band, you definitely, every gig you finish, you walk off stage, you pick it apart, and you talk about all the little mistakes, and after a few years, you figure out, who cares?
That's right. It's true. You're the only one.
As long as you look like you're having fun, then they're having fun. Everybody's having fun. It's fine.
Absolutely. Well, I was talking to Ray Wiley Hubbard yesterday. He was telling me about being on Letterman. And, of course, we were talking about what a great fan of Americana rock music that Letterman was. And it's sad that he's gone, you know, and not doing that any longer. He's moved on to his well-earned retirement. But... I guess it was. It is a lot of fun to do it, even though, like you said, it is a bit nerve-wracking.
Well, Letterman is great. So if it wasn't for Letterman, I never would have gotten. Well, I mean, eventually I might have, but it was because of him I got to meet Willie Nelson, because he had, you know, Willie does a 4th of July picnic every year down in Texas.
Sure.
Except for one year, a few years ago, David Letterman had him come out and do it at the Gorge outside of Seattle in Washington State, where I guess Letterman's got some land near there, and he just, you know, he figured out how to, you know, get Willie to come out and do his 4th of July picnic there, and we got to play that with him, and I got to go on his bus, and it was definitely one of the highlights of my career, because Willie Nelson's one of my idols, for sure.
Well, he's a lot of people's idols. I can totally understand it. And, of course, the bus is notorious. So you definitely are among that esteemed group.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What happens on Willie's bus, nobody remembers.
That's right. Everybody says that. That's really terrific. Well, I'm real excited about it. So now, have you been touring? Are you still up in New York now? Or you mentioned, or are you getting ready to hit the road to head out here?
I got home last night from a 3.5-week run, so okay. I'm really happy to be back at my house in the Hudson Valley, just north of Manhattan. And I've got about 6 days off, and then we head out. We head towards y'all, and then, you know, this month I'm in and out for the whole month, but next month I think I get to take some downtime and see my kids and figure out if they remember who I am.
That's wonderful. That's important, you know? Very, very important.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody who's maybe just tuned in, this is Susan Dilger, and I am talking to Rhett Miller from the Old 97s, and they are going to be here at the fabulous Music on the Mesa Music Festival next weekend. Boy, do we have a lineup. I think we've got about 23 bands slotted in. You will get more music than you could ever think you would want to listen to. I'm telling you, we start, I think, on Saturday at 11, and the Old 97s, the headliner, are going on at 9:30, and we'll be on the main stage until 11. And then after that, we have Last to Know. We have an after party, even after you, Rhett, and the band gets finished. You guys can hang around and detune with the after party.
Sounds great.
That's going to be great. Now, have you been to Taos before?
I have been through. I've been through a couple of times as a, you know, just as a tourist. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Excellent, excellent. And what about the guys? Have they been, so you weren't touring with them, so you were just on your own. Have the guys been here, do you know?
I don't think we've gotten to come through as a band over
wow.
the years. I mean, we've gotten close.
Right.
And Murray, our bass player, lived for a while in Albuquerque. And Murray and I used to drive out and camp out of New Mexico a lot. I still maintain that the skies of New Mexico are the most beautiful skies in the world. But we haven't gotten to gig in town, so
wow.
I'm so grateful that you're bringing us there.
I am so excited. Well, I have to tell you a cute little story. We were out here at the brewery one night. This is such a Taos music story. And the band on stage, I think it was the Far West, when they're on stage here inside, you look out and you see the mountain. And all of a sudden, the guys were getting kind of distracted. And they, after the song ended, they said, "I'm sorry, we have to take a moment." There was this gorgeous full rainbow out over the mountain. So we literally had a break in the set. Everybody went outside and looked at the mountain, took pictures by the fence. And then once that was done, we all went back in and resumed the gig.
Wow. Y'all are so smart to live there.
I am telling you. Well, we cannot wait to show it off to you guys. And now, are you guys going to be flying in, or are you getting you just coming in from Albuquerque, or are you going to be driving out here?
God, I think we do. I think we have Amarillo, and then we're in the middle of a little 5-day run. So
oh,
we'll
good.
Drive in the morning, and we'll get to spend the day there, I think.
Oh, that'll be great. Well, we got a terrific, terrific lineup that day. We got Grace Askew in the afternoon, and I'm pretty sure we got Band of Heathens just before you guys. It's just going to be an amazing, amazing day. But I'm real excited, and I'm looking forward to meeting you directly. One thing before I let you go, I do want to ask you a question. You have a reputation as being a terrific, terrific live band, but some people say that you guys claim you never rehearse. Is that true? Or do you rehearse?
Well, in the old days, we rehearsed all the time. We would gig 3 nights a week, and we would rehearse 2 nights a week when we weren't gigging. And, you know, we're not great at our instruments, but our songs are not super complicated.
Yeah.
So now that we've been a band for about 25 years, if we have a new record, we'll get together and work on songs.
Right.
But outside of that, we rehearse during soundcheck, and then we just kick it in.
There you go. Well, I would guess you know the material at this point, so that's okay.
Every night in my dreams, I'm doing gigs, too. So every night that I'm not on stage, I'm also doing it in my dreams. So that's like rehearsal.
I bet you. Anything else up for you, or you're just going to take some well-deserved downtime until the new album comes out?
We will be working. We'll be gigging around.
Uh-huh.
I do a lot of solo gigs as well.
Excellent.
But that's the main thing. And I'll probably get in and make another solo record, too. I've got 7 of those under my belt already, and I like to alternate between the two. And since we have a little downtime before the 97th record comes out, I will probably get started on one of those.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to that as well, then. And as soon as you have a name for the new album, you're going to have to let us know, because we're going to be watching
for it.
Well,
if you have any ideas, tell me. I'm
there. Maybe you'll be inspired when you come out here to Taos. You never know.
I'm sure I will.
That'll be great. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. And for those of you who are tuned in, thank you so very much for tuning in. I want you all to hang around, because I'm going to be having Amanda Platt from the Honeycutters, who are also playing on Saturday, calling in around 5:15 our time. And then after my chat with Amanda, we're going to be giving away two tickets to Saturday's event here at Music on the Mesa. So, Red, thank you so very much. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week. And we're going to go out.
Thanks, Susan.
Yeah, we're going to go out with a little murder or a heart attack. How about that?
Woo! All right, I'll see y'all soon.
Thanks, Red. Bye-bye.
Bye.